to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2249, recorded on Thursday the 23rd of November, 2023. I'm Jenny Pierce, and here with me is Phil Harrison to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365. We are delighted to welcome one new listener this week, Valerie Beskerby from Norwich. We hope you will enjoy this edition of Chatterbox and the news and special recordings we will be sending you every week. Before we start this week's Chatterbox, we have two special announcements. First, we are delighted to welcome the Norwich Sheriff to our offices today. The Sheriff is Jan Sheldon, who is also Chief Executive of St Martin's, a very important charity supporting the homeless in Norwich. Here is Jan.
Hello, I'm Jan Sheldon, the current Sheriff of Norwich. I'm delighted to be visiting Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, today, and to discover that you've been producing a weekly talking newspaper almost every week for 45 years. I've been fascinated to see the processes of Chatterbox production, and I hope that you, the listener, continue to enjoy the amazing variety of Chatterbox recordings. Can I also take this opportunity to wish you the compliments of the season, as Christmas is only a month away?
Thank you, Jan. Our second announcement is that we have a new addition to Chatterbox this week. Chris Skinner, who you will probably know from Just Talk, is now going to provide Chatterbox with regular podcasts, long features from High Ash Farm just south of Norwich. These features are being produced by Soundyard and Chris Skinner solely for us, and we hope that you will enjoy them. The first will follow immediately after this edition of Chatterbox. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several letters to the newspaper, information desk, and three features, all with a literary theme. I will now ask Phil to introduce the first set of news stories.
There was a series of stories this week about the Conservatory parliamentary candidate for the Norwich North seat, which ended with his resignation. There are also numerous stories about proposed traffic changes in central Norwich, and we will soon see new e-cargo bikes on Norwich streets. Here is Jenny to start us off with the local political news.
The controversial Conservative parliamentary candidate for Norwich North stepped down after a series of rows following discussions with senior figures in the National Party. Nick Rose announced his resignation yesterday, less than a month after being selected and 3 days after the Tories received an official complaint from Thorpe St Andrews School about his appearance at a hustings event there. But following talks involving senior officials at Conservative campaign headquarters, Mr Rose withdrew from the race to succeed MP Chloe Smith. In a statement announcing his decision yesterday, he said, "I am today resigning as the Conservative parliamentary candidate for Norwich North. I appreciate the opportunity to have participated in the political process and wish the party success in the upcoming election."
The role played by Norfolk County Council's leader to end a controversial traffic ban on a major road has been revealed, including how she said it would be a waste of time for officials to try to convince councillors not to reopen the route. Emails of conversations between Kay Mason-Billig, leader of the Conservative Control Council, and Graham Plant, cabinet member for Highways, show her frustration after County Hall officers warned there would be ramifications of a reopening Exchange Street in Norwich. The street, near Gerald's, was originally closed to the majority of traffic in July 2020, as the city centre reopened after COVID pandemic lockdowns. But Mr. Plant took the contentious decision last month to reopen it, saying problems with enforcing the closure and safety issues from drivers having to reverse once they had wrongly gone down Jail Hill meant the experimental closure should not be made permanent. Emails obtained by Charity Living Streets Norwich using the Freedom of Information Act have revealed how, at the end of July, after reading a story in the EDP about businesses unhappy at the street's closure, she asked Mr. Plant to get the road reopened. Mr. Plant told her that officers were drawing up a report into the issue. With the experimental order, which has banned traffic from the street since 2020, due to expire. But Mrs. Mason-Billig replied, "It's a waste of time for officers to write a report, trying to convince us not to do this. I think we need to remind them who runs the council and tell them to get on with it."
A controversial 2.8 million traffic shake-up, which was linked to the closure of a street which council leaders have just decided to reopen, will still go ahead. And that will stop drivers from using one of the last remaining routes to get across Norwich city centre without using the ring road. The closure of Exchange Street in Norwich to general traffic was part of a bigger project called Connecting the Norwich Lanes, which offers at Norwich County Council put forward 2 years ago. As well as making the temporary closures of Exchange Street and St Benedict Street permanent, that project also proposed making St Andrew Street one way only, westwards, for general traffic, and Charing Cross one way only, eastwards. That would mean drivers heading east from Westwick Street will no longer be able to use St Andrew's Street to get to Blank Plain and onto Prince of Wales Road, as they would not be able to get any further than the Duke Street Junction. And despite the decision to reopen Exchange Street, taken by council leaders amid concerns around the safety and enforcement, County Hall remains committed to the St Andrew Street changes, which are due to go ahead in autumn next year.
Drivers will face more disruption when the next major traffic shake-up in the city centre gets underway in the new year. Norfolk County Council bosses have confirmed they're planning to start work on significant changes to Queen's Road on the Inner Ring Road in the first week of January. The disruption, which will last for 15 weeks, will come at the same time as work continues on the revamp of Heartsease Roundabout, which has triggered major delays for motorists and is not due to end until April next year. But council leaders say the work, due to start on Monday, January the 8th, will bring benefits to bus passengers and pedestrians. The council says the £1 million project would speed up journey times and reliability for buses entering Norwich bus station from Queen's Road. Proposals include the creation of a short length of bus lane on Queen's Road for buses turning left, with consultation over the traffic orders for that to happen currently underway.
A fleet of 170,000 eco-friendly e-cargo bikes, which Norwich businessmen will be able to use to make deliveries, arrives in the city this month. The new scheme will see 11 of the vehicles available for city businesses to borrow, with council bosses saying they will help cut pollution and congestion. Norfolk County Council has announced that it has awarded the contract to provide the e-cargo bikes to Cambridge-based Outspoken Cycles Limited, in partnership with Zedify Norwich. Businesses will be able to borrow the e-cargo bikes, electrically assisted bicycles, tricycles or quad tricycles, which can carry cargo, to deliver packages to homes and other businesses. The £170,000 for the scheme has been secured from the government's £10.3 million air quality grant pot of cash for local councils to prevent pollution. The council has hoped it would be up and running in the summer, but it was delayed. But now the e-cargo bike pilot will launch from November the 28th and run until the end of March 2025. Businesses will be able to borrow an e-bike for free for up to a maximum of 8 weeks to see if they could make the transition to a cargo bike permanently in the future.